And this into tune, The Melody Maker, introduces 45 minutes of melody mixture from Scotland, sung for you by John Dunbar and played for you by the BBC Scottish Variety Orchestra, leader Dennis McConnell, conductor Jack Lear. The orchestra have just opened the proceedings with that lively pasodoble, Granada Mia. And next, by way of complete contrast, we're to hear an arrangement of the lovely song, My Prayer. And now it gives me very great pleasure to introduce to our singer, John Dunbar, And for his first number this morning, he's chosen that song from Annie Get Your Gun by Irving Berlin, in which the hero lists all the essential qualifications of his intended bride. The girl that I marry. Thank you, John Dunbar, and of course we'll be hearing from John later on the program. But now it's back to the orchestra, and they're going to demonstrate that in this day of the twist, almost anything can be twisted, including, as you can hear now, the Bluebell Polka. Thank you. Again, a contrast for our next number, a characteristic composition by Fred Hartley, which he calls Whispering Breeze. Vienna was always the home of the waltz, and to recapture just for a short time the spirit of those glittering and romantic days, the orchestra take us now to spend 5 minutes in old Vienna. And back in the Glasgow studios, here's John Dunbar to sing for you again, this time a song with the individual stamp of the one and only Cole Porter on it, I've Got You Under My Skin.
I've got you.
Thank you, John. And now it's back once again to Jack Lear and the BBC Scottish Variety Orchestra, who play next the theme music by Ron Grainer from the Arts Council production at the National Theatre of the play Andorra. not often that we can hear music by Chopin in these programs, but we're going to have that pleasure this morning. It's an arrangement by Fred Hartley for piano and orchestra, Alfred Furnish at the piano, of his study in E major, under the title Melody of the Night. Melody of the Night with Alfred Furnish, piano. Another song now from John Dunbar, and this time he takes us across the sea to old Ireland to tell us about all the famous ongoings at Phil the Flitter's Bar.
Have you heard the Phil the Flitter play the ball, the volley walk? The time's grown hard for him, and like the man was well, so he just sent out the notice to his neighbours one and all. That's how he liked the company that evening at the ball. And when writing out, he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his conveyance to the door, the more they put in whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for bothering at the floor. Oh, the tunes of the flute and the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron in the middle, oh, up down, answered on the cross to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Flitter's ball? There was Mr. Dennis Dorf, Dougherty who kept the running dog. There was little crooked Paddy from the Turlogat Bog. There was boys from every barony and girls from every art, and the beautiful Miss Brady's in the private ass and cart. Along with them came Bounce and Mrs. Cafferty. Little Mickey Mulligan was also to the fore. Rose Suzanne and Margaret O'Rafferty, the Bono and the Bullion and the Bride of Pentrebore. With the two of the flute and the fiddle, oh, the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron in the griddle, oh. Up, down, hands around the castle to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gay There's little Mickey Mulligan got up to show them how, and then the widow Cafferty steps out to make her bow. I could dance you off your legs, is she as sure as you were born, if you'll only make the pipe and play the hair was in the corn. So Phil plays up to the best of his ability. The lady and the gentleman begin to do their share. And then, Mick, it's you that has agility. But God, if Mrs. Cafferty, you're leaping like a hare. We're the toot of the hoot and the fiddle, oh, the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a hare and up the middle, oh, up, down, hands and on across to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Boot of Fall? And Phil the Boot tipped a wink to little crooked Pat. I think his daily times is he for passing round the hat. So Paddy passed the cobbin round and looking mighty cute, says you've got to pay the piper when he tooters on the flute. Then all joined in with the great joviality, covering the buckle and the shuffle and the cut. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality, but with the better company at hand and in the hut. With the hoots of the hoot and the fiddle, oh, the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a heron in the griddle, oh, up come hands and on the cross and on the roll. Oh, hand me the gaiety and fill the flute's
hole. Well, Phil the Flute has certainly had himself a ball, but not to be outdone, the orchestra are going to whisk us now across the channel to Paris, for what could be just as good fun, although in perhaps a slightly different, more French way, a night in Montmartre. Song from John Dunbar, and what's it going to be, John?
Well, Alistair, as I'm going northeast right after the broadcast, the good old Scottish song, The Road and the Miles to Dundee, comes to mind. Hope you enjoy.
Old winter was howling nor cold and on mountain, and wild was the surge of the dark rolling sea. When I met about daybreak upon a young lassie, was me the road and the miles to Dundee. Says I'm a young lassie, I canna will tell ye, consented and gave me her arm. Not a word did I speak while the lassie mecked me. She appeared like an angel in feature and form as she walked by my side on the road to Dundee. At length, with a house that parted behind us, the spires of the tomb in full view we could see. She said, gentle sir, I can never forget ye for showing me far on the road to Dundee. I took the gout pin from the scarf on my bosom and said, keep ye this in remembrance for me. Then bravely I kissed the sweet lips of the lassie ere I parted we her on the road to Dundee. So here's to the lassie, I ne'er can forget her, and ilk a young laddie that's listening to me. Oh, never be sweer to convoy a young lassie, though it's only to show her the road to Dundee. Though it's only to show her the road to
Thank you once again, John Dunbar. And to end our Medley Mixture this morning, the orchestra are going to play a medley appropriately entitled I Belong to Glasgow. And so with that midday, we come to the end of this morning's Melody Mixture. Recorded in our Glasgow studios with the BBC's College Variety Orchestra, leader Dennis McConnell, conductor Jack Leon, with John Dunbar. And so until we meet again, the orchestra take their leave of you with our signature tune, The Melody Maker.